Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joey and Goso TV on this beautiful Tuesday, May 12th, 2020. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about, this is a very, important, new, exciting episode for me. Hopefully for you as well. I want to talk to you about the future of this podcast and of my Goso TV network. If you have been following me for a while, you know that I've been podcasting for over 15 years. I know, can you believe that? I think I started my blog in 2003 and then my podcast right around 2004, 2005. So about 15 years ago, then I paused for a little bit and then I've been going strong for the last 10 years. And then, of course, I've added live streaming and video courses and all kinds of stuff. YouTube and Twitch and Periscope and all the rest. But where are we going? Where is this channel going? Where do I see this Goso network going? Well, it's going to get bigger. I think that this whole thing with this crisis or this transition, as I call it, this opportunity, has only made me even more focused on the power of online TVs, online content, to bring to you guidance and hope and, of course, Goso. Not just right now when we need it most, but even after this whole thing settles down or falls into place or whatever may happen, we will never go back, my dear amigos. We're not going to go back to how life used to be. And now here it is. This had already been happening, meaning the online world being what it is. It's just that maybe 50% of people were still hoping that it would go away. Well, I'm sorry to say that the online world is not going away. It just got stronger and better. I think that it's not about just gossip or negative political ads. Now it's about education, about learning, about hope, about spirituality, about faith, about how to overcome fear, about positive mindset and how to increase your immune system and how to lower and how to lower all those negative thoughts that are flying through the air these days. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go and double down on this network, Goso TV, my podcast, my live streams on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook and all the rest. Now, what am I going to talk about? What is this? What is the focus of this podcast? Because obviously you've seen me do a million and one things. Well, those million and one things, some of them I'm not going to do anymore. But if you really think about it, they fall into three categories. And I want to be very, and I want to describe what those three categories are. Number one is faith and spirituality. So now what I don't mean by that is Bible studies and daily devotions. I do have, of course, a love for that, and I am going to do daily devotions to some degree, but I'm talking more about how to open our minds to think about faith and spirituality in different ways. From a Jesus-centered perspective, a biblical perspective, how can you as a spiritual woman, as a spiritual man, expand your mind? Number two, we're going to talk about psychology. Psychology, personality, especially the Enneagram. I've studied all the different personality tests from the MBTI to the DISC to the Centers of Intelligence to the one with the five different types and things. And I have found the Enneagram to be the most robust, comprehensive, and spiritual one of them all. So we're going to talk about psychology, about self-awareness, about, especially, as I said, about the Enneagram and how to learn more about ourselves and how to improve ourselves. And then third, we're going to talk about business and marketing. I can't deny how much I love marketing and business. I think that there are a lot of scam artists in all three categories, by the way. There are so many amazing marketing gurus out there that are truly geniuses, that are just amazing. And we'll talk about some of these authors and books. I mean, I have read in all three categories, easily 1,000 books in areas of faith and theology, in areas of psychology and self-awareness, as well as this area of business and marketing. So I can't wait to really focus on those areas. And if these topics are for you, if you are interested in these topics, would you go to iTunes and give me a 5-star review so that the iTunes algorithm can see that there's life in this podcast, that people are engaging, leaving comments, and therefore announce it to more people. And then second, would you share this broadcast with your friends? The best way is to simply take people's davidtrigger.com/podcast, davidtrigger.com/podcast. And if you have a friend, a partner, a husband or wife, a child, a leader, someone in education, fitness, a young person, someone in midlife, no matter who they are, who really resonates with these topics, then this is for you. Now, if these topics, they don't seem quite who you are, then of course, I understand. I know there are many other podcasts that may be more exactly what you'd like to hear about. But I really want to be clear on these three different areas that are very important to me. There are many other things that I could talk about, fitness and design and podcasting and tech and media, but I like all those things, but what I really want to be about are these three areas that I mentioned. And I hope that you will come along with me into the ride that is 2020. Wow. We're almost to June. Can you believe it? We're almost halfway through this year that was supposed to be a year of new visions, 2020, right? And yet, it has been a year of new visions, but in a different way. So I can't wait, my dear friends, to have you come along. Now, I want to encourage you to do a few things. Leave me a comment, as I said. Go to davidtrigger.com/podcast and leave me a comment below. Tell me that you're following me. Second, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, David Trigg. On YouTube, I think it's just my name, David Trigueros. And help me to get to 1,000 subs on YouTube so that we can begin to do some more fun stuff. I think I have like 270 followers right now, so I want to get it up to 1,000 and then to 5 and then 10,000 and to 1,000,000 at some point. The other thing that we're going to be doing on the podcast, but mostly probably on YouTube and Facebook and all the different live streaming platforms, is to bring guests along these three areas. So it's not going to be just me, as amazing as I am, I know. We're going to be bringing some other gurus and guests that are very knowledgeable along these three areas of faith, of psychology, personality, and this third area of business and marketing. I cannot wait, guys, to have you come along, to have you grow with us. Maybe one last thing I'll say. There is a channel on YouTube that I love. It's called Impact Theory by a guy named Tom. I think his name is Billabue, I believe. And I just love, he's a very head guy, and I am a pretty head knowledge guy. And he has amazing guests. He's not a very handsome guy, just like I'm not. He's kind of awkward and a little bit of a nerd, and I have some of those tendencies. My point is that I feel encouraged by guys like Tom to really create a platform that is about helping people in different areas to make an impact, like he calls it. For me, it's to bring you joy, to bring you gozo, so that you can live a life of hope and joy, and you can really have peace in your heart, have stability, and live a life that is, as I call it, as I've been calling it for many years, an ACL experience, life of adventure, overcoming crisis, that's the C, and discovering who you love. That's the L-A-C-L, adventure, crisis, and love. So I hope that you feel inspired to follow me, to check in with yourself, to learn with me, to share this broadcast. I can't wait. Make sure that you follow me on all the different platforms. I'll be at the bottom of this episode. Thank you again, and let's enjoy the ride.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.